From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,027th broadcast of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ernest Tubb.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, Ronnie, wait now. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Ernest Tubb, the Texas troubadour, and walking the floor over you. Thank you, Ernest, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Grant, and may I tell all the folks out there how glad we are to have them with us?
Well, by all means, Ernest, and you might tell them about the great show we got lined up.
Oh, no, that's your job, Grant. That's your job, my boy.
Well, first off, aside from Ernest and all the Texas troubadours, we got comedy star Cousin Minnie Pearl, along with that funny man, Archie Campbell.
And if that wasn't enough, we've got Chet Atkins here.
Yeah, Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest, that great entertainer who hails from Hackleberry, Alabama, Sonny James. Well, we'll be having one of Sonny's great songs in just a minute or two, neighbors, but right now it's time for a laugh or two, so it says right here. So here's that funny man that has a new method to break up a head cold. He uses a hammer. Archie Campbell.
Let's see.
Hi, Archie.
Hi, Ernest. How are you, buddy?
Mighty fine and good to have. Good to see you tonight,
well,
boy.
I'm glad to see you, by granted, Ernest.
Say, by the way, Archie, I want to talk to you tonight about something with a little sense to it, okay?
Well, certainly. I like to talk something educational, huh?
Well, that's right. This is along that line. I want to know, what do you know about Eli Whitney and the cotton gin?
Cotton gin?
Yeah, Eli Whitney and the cotton gin.
Well, I know about gin. I didn't know they made it out of cotton, though.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I know about Eli Whitney and the cotton gin.
Remember that old store? Sure, you do.
Eli Whitney and the cotton gin, that's what started the Civil War.
Oh, no, really?
That's right. That's what started the Civil War. Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin, and them Yankees wouldn't drink the stuff, and that's where the fight started. You know the story about old Eli, when he invented that cotton gin, why, all these people that worked in the cotton fields, they knew that this machine was going to knock a lot of people out of work, so they got together a mob, and they went up to Eli's house, and they was going to tear that machine down. So they yelled at him. Eli come to the door, and they said, Eli, we've come here to tear your machine up. Old Eli throwed that shotgun on him, and he said, boys, keep your cotton-picking hands off my gin.
Oh, me. Archie, let's get away from Eli and talk about your wife. Say, didn't your wife leave you last week?
Yeah, she did, thank you. She certainly did.
Just took off. Went down in Georgia someplace, didn't she?
She's down in Georgia, and that's what I like about the South.
Oh, me. Archie, the more I think about it, boy, you just can't get along with women, can you?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought that up because two of the greatest authorities on women have made a study, me and String Bean.
Have made a study of how to get along with women?
And we have come up with this conclusion that there is only two ways in this world that you can get along with women.
Only two ways to get along with them?
Only two ways.
Archie, what are those two ways?
Lord, I don't know.
Oh.
I just know there's two ways. I know I can't get along with my wife. That's the most jealous woman I've ever seen in my life. 3 nights ago, I came home, and she inspected me all over, and she found a red hair on my coat.
Uh-huh.
She started bawling. She said, "You've been out with a redhead." The next night, I came home. She found a blonde hair on my coat.
Oh, brother.
Started bawling again. She said, "You've been out with a blonde." So the next night, I made sure that there was nothing wrong, so she inspected me again. She didn't find a hair anywhere on me. She started bawling louder than ever. She said, "Now you've fixed it. You're going out with bald-headed women."
Oh. Archie, you just say, you can just scram out of here right now before you fool around here and embarrass me again like you did last night after the party up at the hotel.
Embarrass? I didn't embarrass you.
You did. Yes, you did.
What
after the party up at the hotel, I don't know what kind of condition you
was
in.
That was a good party, wasn't it, the hotel?
It was a dandy. I don't know what shape you were in, but I heard that about midnight, a little after, you were seen pushing a wheelbarrow right down Main Street here in Nashville. Pushing a wheelbarrow.
I was pushing a wheelbarrow down Main Street at midnight.
And embarrassed the heck out of me.
I don't blame you for being embarrassed.
Yeah, why is that?
Because you was in the wheelbarrow.
Oh. Oh, that was a better part than I thought it was. Thank you, Archie. Thanks just a whole lot. I reckon now that you can get on back up to Bull's Gap and take things easy. By the way, which brings us right down to guest time on the show, and we certainly have got a good one this evening, neighbors. A young man who has spent the bulk of his life in the entertainment business. So let's make him feel right at home here tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Here he is, my friend and yours, Sonny James. How about it, huh? Oh, Sonny, it's certainly a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
That goes double for me, Ernest.
Say, by the way, Sonny, I wasn't kidding when I said that you'd been in the entertainment business most all of your life. And I want to ask you a question here. I want you to answer a question for me and all the folks out there.
If I possibly can, I will.
Well, what was your biggest thrill? You know, what part of the work did you get your biggest kick out of?
Well, that's a bit hard to say, but some time ago, we recorded a song for the Capitol people, and when we found out that it was going to be a big hit, it might feel mighty good.
I know it did. And what was that record, Sonny?
This is it. They say forever, boy and girl, are just a
about one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, first love, filled with true devotion. Young love. Oh,
what's coming up next week?
Oh, I sure do, Grant. One of the nicest day of the year, Father's Day.
Well, I know that your family's listening in at home, so if I just accidentally happen to mention what you'd like for Father's Day present, well, maybe they get the hint, huh?
Much obliged, Grant, but it doesn't take any hinting around when it comes to a gift for me. You know, my family knows what I like. That large humidor tin of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Well, there's lots of families like yours, Ernest, but that's not surprising. You see, most folks know that pipe smokers love PA. It's always fresh thanks to a special PA process that locks in all the fine tobacco flavor. And it gives a tasty, cool, and comfortable smoke every time because PA's crimp cut. You know something else? Making men go for PA, too. It rolls easy and smokes good.
And say, Grant, you forgot to mention something. You know, PA's large humidor tin is specially gift-wrapped for Father's Day with a built-in greeting card right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, that large tin of Prince Albert makes for fine giving and great smoking.
It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Tommy Jackson and Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee travelers to kick up their heels to the old-timer called Blackberry Blossom.
Oh, end up the circle left turn and baby still. Big two babies fat on the head, don't like this, you keep on bed. Swing on, swing, fall, swing, that gap market. Call 1 foot up, don't sit down, left that big jaw ground. All round, shake them down, left that big jaw ground. Take my pole and let it down, pole all the way round, do-si-do. All round, shake them down, left that big jaw ground.
Oh, thank you, Tommy Jackson. Thanks to all the square dancers. That was mighty fine.
It certainly was, Ernest. But now it's time you fill that request sent in by so many people. Ernest Tubb, ladies and gentlemen, backed up with the troubadours, singing that great hymn, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, were the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Thank you. Thank you so much, neighbors. You're very kind, and it's a real pleasure to sing for you. And it's a pleasure to listen to the fine music of our next entertainer, too. Here he is, Chet Atkins, his big guitar in the steel guitar rack. Chester. Thank you. you so much, Chet Atkins. Thanks, it's a whole lot for that fine number. You know, I don't think I ever heard the steel guitar played that fine before. And speaking of something you'll never hear, our next entertainer is one that I guarantee you'll have no trouble hearing. That sweet voiced girl from Grinder Switch, Tennessee, our own cousin Minnie Pearl.
Proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, I've been up, excuse me, Ernest,
oh,
my
dear.
Feet are too big, or yours are too big.
They're
I don't
both
know.
Kind of big.
I have to back up to a door if I aim to knock on it. Well, sir, I tell you, I just come back from New York City. You know, Ernest, I went up there to that International Rotary Convention, you know?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, I had the best time. Them Rotarians is nice fellers,
they
you know.
Are.
Well, they made me feel right at home.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them said I was a homeless gal he ever seen. But they all look like they's having a good time up there. But one feller did say something to me. He said, you know, he said, I wanted to come to this convention in the worst way. And that's what I did. I brought my wife.
Oh.
Well, so though, we did. We had an awful good time. And, of course, I made a mistake and took Uncle Nate by. I'll never do. I say it every time.
Yeah.
Every time I say I'll never take that old codger with me. He gets me in trouble and gets himself in trouble. Well, this time, we was in one of them there restaurants, you know, getting us, trying to get some victuals, you know.
It's classy restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, sir. We's going to order breakfast, you know.
Uh-huh.
It is late. It must have been 7:30 in the morning, you know. And, sir, we are sitting there and a nice-looking lady come up to Uncle Nabob and she wanted to know what he wanted to eat and he said he wanted eggs.
Yeah.
She said, how do you like your eggs? He said, oh, I like them fine. She said, how do you like them cooked? He said, oh, I like them better cooked. Oh, it embarrassed me so bad. I didn't know what to do. He's all time acting smart, you know. Well, one fella, I'll tell you what Uncle Nabob done, though. He met some awful important folks there.
Oh, sure enough.
Yes. In fact, there was one fella come up to Uncle Nabob and told him that if Uncle Nabob would give him $10, he'd show him how to clean up in Wall Street.
Oh, sure enough.
Yeah, Uncle Nabob give him $10, a fella give him a broom.
Oh.
But we had one thing that really done me good. Uncle Nabob really got it back on one of them fellas up there, one of them smart New York
yeah.
fellas, you know. Uncle Nabob was sitting out in one of them parks, and a fella come up to him and says, hey, boy, what you doing here? Uncle Nabob said, well, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting here kind of counting the pigeons. And this fella says, well, now, that's, you just don't know it, but that we charge for that up here.
Oh, no.
Yes,
really?
Sir. Says we charge $1 a pigeon. How many pigeons have you counted? Uncle Nabob says 25. Fella says, give me $25. And that's where Uncle Nabob really got him, see? He gave the fella $25, but what the fella didn't know was that Uncle Nabob had counted 50 pigeons.
Oh,
I was awful proud of that, you know. But anyway, when we got back, well, yesterday, well, Uncle Nabob was looking at the girls in Grinder Switch, you know. He still looks. Well, sir, he was looking at all them girls up there at Grinder Switch, and he says to me, he says, daughter, he says, you know, I figured out one thing. The main difference between the girls in New York and the girls in Grinder Switch is that the girls in Grinder Switch count on their fingers, and them girls in New York, they count on their legs. Bye now. See you next week.
Say, Minnie, Hezzy acts awful mad.
Well, he thinks he's been cheated. He bought 1,000 pins for a dime, and when he counted them, there was 3 short.
Well, Minnie, if Hezzy wants to get exactly what he pays for, he better stick to buying Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Because then he's sure to get downright good taste and satisfying smoking comfort every time. That's because PA is always fresh, because it's crimp cut, because the mild and mellow flavor of the fine tobacco is locked in by that special Prince Albert process. And when we say PA is great for making cigarette, we mean just that. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, smokes cool and satisfying. So pipe smoker or making man, if it's a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke you want, get Prince Albert. And take my word for it, it is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The truth, Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, now it's time we heard from our guest once more. So here he is, Sonny James, with a brand new song just released on Capitol Records. It's going to be a big one called Pure Love. Sonny boy.
Well, I'd crawl across a mere mountain high. I'd swim me a river wide. I'd dig me a hole through the middle of the earth just to be by your side. Well, if I ain't love,
love,
love, love,
love,
love,
love,
you.
Love
somebody, come along to tell me what love is.
Love is.
Well, I'd walk across the burning desert sand to spend 1 minute with you. Work all night long, if only I could dream of you. Whatever that is,
love,
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 pure love, somebody come along and tell me what love is.
Love it is, pure love. Well, 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 well.
I'd be the first earth man to go to the moon if you wanted me to try today. I wouldn't need a rocket, just a kiss from you would take me to the Milky Way. Whatever that ain't love,
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 love, pure love, somebody come along and tell me what love is.
Well, 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 pure love, pure love.
Well, if you were stranded on a tropical isle away out upon the ocean blue, I'd find my way through a raging storm, baby, just to get to you. Whatever that ain't love,
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 love, pure love, somebody come along and tell me what love is.
Love is.
Well, well, well,
love,
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 love, somebody come along and tell me what love is.
Yes, sir, Sonny James and Pure Love. Thank you, Sonny, and thanks for being here with us tonight. It was a real pleasure to have you. Well, now it's time for some great piano music, so here's our favorite redhead, Miss Del Wood, playing one of her own tunes from her new RCA Victor album called Queenie of the Town. Del?
It certainly was, Ernest. But now, before time runs out, have you anything to say to the folks?
I certainly do have, Grant. I would like to extend a cordial invitation to all of our friends and fans to join us next week in Meridian, Mississippi, Monday through Thursday, for our big country music festival featuring Jimmy Rogers Day, Thursday the 18th. That's when we'll have the big show with all the top country artists performing.
And it's a wonderful tribute, Ernest. But now, how about one of the kind of songs that Jimmy loves so well, like your big Decca record, I'd Rather Be.
I'd rather be in a dirty old jailhouse, wearing a ball and a chain, than be with a girl who don't love me, chained by a wedding ring. I'd rather be just an old lonesome hobo, riding the rails where they wind, than stay with a girl who don't want me and lets me know it all the time. And so you're free
You can go where you want to. I wouldn't stand in your way. If you don't want me, I don't want you. And there's nothing else left to say, 'cause I'd rather be in my grave 6 feet under, shaded by some faithful tree, than be with a girl who's unfaithful. And that's what you'd rather be. Oh, buddy, am I still? So you're free, you can go where you want to. I wouldn't stand in your way. If you don't want me, I don't want you. And there's nothing else left to say, 'cause I'd rather be in my grave 6 feet under, shaded by some faithful tree, than be with a girl who's unfaithful. And that's what you'd rather be. Well, that just about does it for this evening, neighbors. It sure was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week when Marty Robbins will be the boss and of the show, and we'll have the Glazer brothers along as special guests. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying, remember to be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors, doggone you. And remember, we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.